The Prayer of Samson, Judges 16:26-31.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
And Samson said to the boy who held him by the hand, "Allow me to feel the pillars whereupon the house rests, that I may lean on them." Now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there. And there were on the roof about 3,000 men and women, who saw while Samson performed. Samson called to Yahweh, and said, "Lord Yahweh, remember me, please, and strengthen me, please, only this once, God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes." Samson took hold of the two middle pillars on which the house rested and leaned on them, the one with his right hand and the other with his left. Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." He bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell on the lords and on all the people who were therein. So the dead that he killed at his death were more than those who he killed in his life. Then his brothers and all the house of his father came down and took him and brought him up and buried him between Zorah and Eshtaol in the burial site of Manoah his father. He judged Israel 20 years. It can take some of us a long time and a lot of trouble before we decide to ask God for help. It is possible that Samson prayed at other times, but the Bible doesn't record it like it does for other men of God. Back in chapter 15, verse 3, Samson talks to himself and decides to take revenge by himself. Here, Samson actually says please and calls God Lord. Even though Samson's physical strength was gone, he appears to have gained strength in his spirit. Faith is what actually makes men and women strong. Samson was also correct to ask God for help. He was also correct in asking God for revenge. God says that he is the one to do it. Hebrews 10:30. "For we know him who said, 'Vengeance belongs to me, says the Lord, I will repay.' Again, the Lord will judge his people." The fact is, God has been using Samson to do his vengeance all along. So God demonstrated to the Philistines and to all those who would learn about what happened on this day how well Dagon saves his people. God is a very jealous God, and he will not be mocked. Evidently, all mocking will have to be avenged. This is part of what Jesus endured for us on the cross. I am told that Israel has a military strategy named after Samson. If they were ever invaded, they could opt to destroy themselves along with their enemies. I don't think that this will ever happen, however. I've read their book, and it tells us what's actually going to happen, but that's for later.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.